us now go into a time of scripture reading. I'll read from today's passages from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verses 4 to 9, and the book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 6. Verse 4, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your house and on your gates." The book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 6. "Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it." This is the word of God. Please be seated, and brothers and sisters, let us put our hands together to invite Pastor Rulan to preach to us the word of God.
Let's
begin with a prayer.
亲爱的天父,
Dearly Father,
谢谢你创造家庭,
thank you for creating families.
谢谢你让每一个人都渴望被爱,
thank you for helping everybody desire to be loved,
被接纳,
and to be accepted,
有归属,
and to have a place of belonging.
今天求你借着你的话语,
may you through your word today,
帮助我们重新认识你,
help us to know you once again,
也帮助我们明白,
and to help us understand,
真正的家在哪里,
where our true home is.
如果今天有朋友还不认识你,
and if there are any new friends today who do not yet know you,
求你亲自向他们说话,
may you speak to them personally.
奉主耶稣的名,
in Jesus' name,
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, 这个是在网上流传的一个短视频啦，这个只有照片而已。
So there's a reel online, so this is just a picture representing it.
这个是一个很真实的报道。
So this is a real story.
在那个 Protect Singapore, 就是 4月24号所发出的信息。
So this was posted by Protect Singapore on 24th April.
内容, 就是说一对同性伴侣, 也就是两个男的透过代孕拥有一个孩子。
And so the story goes that so there was this same-sex male couple, so they had a child through surrogacy.
Yeah. 代孕,简单的说,就是请另外一位女性帮他们怀宝宝,直到出生。
So surrogacy essentially is having a female to bear a child for them until the child is born.
说在孩子5个月大,
so when the child was 5 months old,
也就像照片所显示的,
so it's something like in the picture.
其中一位父亲就抱着这个5个月大的婴儿,
so one of the fathers was carrying the baby.
And 教他说,
and was trying to teach the baby.
来说, dada or pop.
So come say dada or pop.
结果孩子发出一个很像妈妈的声音。
But the baby said something that sounded like mama.
而其中一位父亲就立刻回答,
and so the other father immediately said,
no, there's no mama.
No, there's no mama.
接着孩子哭了。
So then the child cried.
两个男人却笑了。
But both of the men laughed.
我们今天不是要谈同性恋的课题。
So today our topic is not LGBT.
Yeah, 今天下午就有一个LGBT的seminar, 鼓励大家来参加。
So the seminar later on that later, we encourage everybody to join.
Yeah. 但是当我看到这一幕的时候,
but,
我里面有一个很深的触动。
But when I saw this scene, I was deeply moved.
一个孩子是否天生就需要爸爸和妈妈?
So for a child, do they need a father and mother since birth?
Yeah. 家庭究竟是谁定义的?
And so who defines what a family is?
刚才那个画面让我思考。
So just now that the picture helped me to reflect.
什么是父亲,什么是母亲,什么是家庭?
So what is
什么是爱?
What's a father, what's a mother, what's a family, and what is love?
我们这个时代,就是我们这个 generation,我们这个
So within this generation,
我们越来越强调,
so there has a heavier emphasis,
就是做自己,
on being ourselves.
Yeah, 按照自己的感觉生活,
and to live according to our own whims.
然后同时间, 越来越多人感到孤单, 迷茫。
And at the same time, there's more people who feel lonely and lost.
越来越多人找不到归属。
And they also cannot find a sense of belonging.
为什么呢？
So why is this so?
因为人一直在寻找一个地方。
Because everyone is always looking for a physical place.
能够完全接纳自己。
Where they can fully accept themselves.
其实每个人都在寻找一个家。
But in actual fact, everybody is looking for a home.
今天，让我们从圣经来看，真正的家究竟在哪里。
So today, let us look at the Bible. Where is our true home today?
刚才我们有读到的经文在《生命记》六章四到九节。
So just now, we have read in a verse from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9.
这个是犹太人最重要的信仰宣告。
And so this is the Jews' most important declaration of their faith.
So, 以色列啊，你要听。
So hear, O Israel.
这里的听不是只是听而已，而是听见并愿意遵行。
So the hear does not just means to hear, but to listen.
Yeah. 在新约圣经也有多处讲到，我们不只是听到而已，我们更要遵行我们所听见的道。
But in the Old Testament, it also means to listen and also be willing to follow and to act it out.
然后接着第五节就说，你要全心、全性、全力爱耶和华你的神。
And then verse 5 says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
这段经文强调的是，神不是我们生活的一部分，而神是我们生命的中心。
So this verse emphasizes that God is not just a part of our lives, but is to be the center of our lives.
我们可能觉得 这段经文是跟爸爸妈妈讲，或者结了婚的人讲，对吗？
So you might feel that this verse is speaking only to our parents or those who are married.
但是这个关为什么会关乎我们呢？
So how does this relate to us?
因为今天很多人把人生都建立在成功、爱情、财富、名声。
So today there are a lot of people who build their lives on success, love, wealth and fame.
这些都很好，没有错，但是这些都可能失去。
So these are good and there's nothing wrong with them, but these can also be lost.
当这些失去的时候，
But when you lose these things,
我们也跟着失去方向。
We will also lose our sense of direction.
所以问题是，你的生命正在围绕什么运转？
What does your life currently revolve around?
如果神不在中心，即使你拥有很多，心里你仍然会空虚。
So even if God is not at your center, even if you have a lot of things, you still feel very empty.
Yeah. 说到这里，我要分享我们家的见证。
So Pastor is going to share a short testimony.
你们都知道我已经做了奶奶跟外婆。
So everybody knows that Pastor here is currently a grandmother.
Yeah, 我有三个孩子。
And she has three children.
我也有三个孙子。
And three grandchildren.
所以在老大静平和老二静慧小的时候。
So when her two elder children were young.
他们曾经问我。
So they asked her.
神真的存在吗？
Does God really exist?
为什么我们每个星期天都要去教会？
Why do we need to go to church every Sunday?
我告诉他们。
So I told them.
如果耶稣不是真的。
So if Jesus is not real.
爸爸妈妈不会带你们走这条路。
So daddy and mommy will not bring you down this path.
因为没有父母故意带孩子走错路。
Because no parent will intentionally bring their children down the wrong path.
正因为我们知道神是真实的。
And it's because we know that God is real.
所以一定要把神介绍给你们。
And so we have to introduce this God to you.
直到今天。
So until today.
这是我最不后悔的决定。
So this is a decision that Pastor will not regret.
因为我相信，这是人生我能够给予孩子最美的祝福。
Because this is the most beautiful blessing that she believes she can give to her children.
所以，我们敬拜什么，什么就会成为我们人生的中心。
So whatever you worship is what your heart will center around.
接下来我们要谈到家庭的塑造，也就是家的传承跟怎样培育敬虔的下一代。
And so the next topic is about the formation of the home.
Yeah, 可能很多人更觉得这个不关我的事。
So you might think, oh, this is not relevant to me.
还没有结婚，还没有孩子。
I haven't get married. I haven't have children.
Yeah, 可是今天的你就成为以后你的家的氛围。
So, what you are today will become the foundation of your home in the future.
Yeah, 这是我们非常熟悉的经文。
So this is a verse that we are all very familiar with.
Yeah, 教养孩童主走他当行的路，就是到老他也不会偏离。
Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it.
Yeah, 教养在原文有一个意思，就是为他设定方向。
So the word start children off here has a meaning in the original text, which is to set a direction for someone.
所以这里有一个很重要的观念，就是方向决定未来。
So the important idea here is that the direction will determine your future.
其实这个不是只是对父母说而已。
So this is not just directed at parents.
这个也是对我们年轻人说。
But also to our youth.
因为今天的你。
Because the you of today.
正在形成未来的自己。
Is shaping the you of tomorrow.
你如何面对压力？
How do you handle stress?
你如何处理情绪？
How do you manage your relationships?
你如何对待别人？
How do you treat others?
这些都会成为你未来家庭的样子。
All this will become how your family will look like in the future.
你们同意吗？
So do you agree?
Okay, 我再说一下我的家里的见证。
So another small testimony from Pastor.
这些年我发现。
So in recent years she discovered that.
孩子其实未必记得父母说过多少道理。
So your children might not remember all the wise words that your parents have told them.
但一定记得。
But they will definitely remember.
你有没有爱他们？
If you love them.
有没有听他们说话？
If you listen to them.
有没有为他们祷告？
And if you prayed for them.
关系往往比道理更有力量。
So the relationship you have with your children is always better and stronger than your nagging and your advice.
Yeah, 因为很多的时候我们都知道关系好了我们道理才能够听得进去。
Because we know that when the relationship is good, then whatever you say, your children will listen to you.
所以同样这个不是只是关系亲子这个不只是适用于亲子关系。
So this is not only applicable to parent-child relationships.
也适用于你的友情、爱情和婚姻。
So to your friends, to your loved ones and in your marriage.
所以当我问大家了，别人来到你的身边，你会感到安全还是感到压力？
So you think about it, when someone comes to you, do you feel safe or do you feel stressed?
所以今天成为怎样的人，就决定明天你建立怎么样的家。
So what you become today will determine what kind of family you will build tomorrow.
Yeah, 现在我要请静慧来做见证。
So let's invite Sister Jing Hui to give a testimony.
金慧，金慧是我的第二个女儿哈，所以你们都认识她。她已经有两个孩子了，就是4岁的 Ellie 跟两岁的 Toby， 然后现在她也怀孕第三个，然后10月她就会生第三个。
Hello, everybody. Looking back on my life, I realized my faith didn't become personal overnight. It grew over time, over 3 periods. As a child, as a teenager, and now as an adult. So like many of you, I grew up in a Christian home. For as long as I can remember, church wasn't something we discussed. It was just simply part of life. So every Sunday, my parents brought me and my brother to church.We prayed before every meal. Whenever there was a problem, the first thing my parents would do was to pray. We attended Sunday school, prayer meeting, we had family devotions together, and we had to do our quiet time every day. So wherever my parents served, we followed. As children, we watched them serve faithfully, as cell leaders, deacon, and later as an elder. Church wasn't just a place we attended, it was where we grew up.Looking back, none of this felt unusual. I just simply assumed this was what every Christian family did. I never really questioned it. It was just normal life. Only much later did I realize that what felt very ordinary to me was actually very intentional to my parents. As children, we probably never noticed how much consistency, sacrifice, and prayer it took. We just simply lived in it. So as I entered my teenager years, things began to change. So like many teenagers, I started pulling away from my parents. I preferred spending time with my friends. My grades were terrible. I was failing half my subjects. I talked back a lot more. You also. Okay. I wasn't the easy or compliant child that my older brother was. Y'all know who, ah? Okay, so I had a lot of opinion, a lot of emotions, and I was convinced that I was right most of the time. This really affected my relationship with my mother. It was very, very difficult. We always argued. I hide things from her. I lied to her. She would confront me, and then I would push back. Looking back, I think part of it was simply that we had very different personality. We see things differently, we communicate differently, and we respond to situations differently. Those differences often became points of friction between us. I don't think either of us was trying to hurt the other, but I think we just simply didn't know how to enter each other's world. One night, after a particularly heated quarrel, she told me to leave the house. So I just left, lah. Yeah. Yeah, so I walked out with nothing except the clothes and slippers I was wearing. No phone, no wallet, no money. Very cool, right? I remember sitting alone around the neighborhood that night, feeling very angry, lonely, and convinced that nobody understood me. Eventually, my father and brother, my older brother, took turns to come and find me, and they eventually found me. So my adventure ended after a few hours. Right. So actually, looking back, I really don't even know what we were calling about. But I remember being very distant, and it lasted for quite a few years this season. So I think during that period, like every young person, I would ask questions eventually, lah. If this faith really mine, do I believe because my parents believe? Or do I believe because I have come to know God myself? So I think this is what every child who grows up in a Christian home will come to that crossroad. My parents could bring me to church. They could pray for me. They could point me towards God. But they cannot believe on my behalf. At some point, that faith had to become my own. Okay, so many years have passed since those teenagers' years. And a lot has happened between my mom and me over those years. I am grateful that time, grace, age, maturity, and God's faithfulness slowly changed our relationship. I believe getting married and moving out gave me a new appreciation for my parents. I think distance makes the heart fonder. I began to see sacrifices they had made that I had never noticed growing up. But one of the moments that was most significant to me in recent years was when I became pregnant with my first child, Ellie. So back then, my mother offered to do the confinement month for me. To be honest, I had quite a bit of mixed feelings. I was incredibly grateful, but I was also a little worried. We had lived apart for quite a few years, and now she was going to move into my house for an entire month. Part of me wondered, what if we start clashing again? What if we fall back into our old patterns? I never told her those fears. I also knew that I would be recovering from childbirth, adjusting to become a first-time mom, and surviving a very little sleep. I'm going to do that again. But that month turned out to be one of the greatest gifts God gave me. Not because it was easy, it wasn't. It was probably one of the most vulnerable seasons of my life. I was learning how to care for a newborn, recovering physically, trying to breastfeed, understand the baby, and figure out how to be a mom overnight. There were days when I felt completely overwhelmed, and I wondered if I was cut out to be a mom at all. I also struggled with postpartum blues and anxiety. And every single day, my mom was there. She listened, she encouraged me, and she reminded me that tomorrow will be a new day. When I couldn't see beyond what I was feeling during that period of time, she helped me too. Looking back now, I think confinement... Looking back now, I realized something. I used to think confinement was mainly for the baby, but it wasn't. It was for me. I'm the baby. Right. At one of the most vulnerable seasons of my life, my mom was there. Not because I had become a little girl again, but because I was still her daughter, no matter how old I was. I still remember the day she left on the last day of confinement. I thanked her. We said goodbye. I watched her walk out of the house. And when I closed the door, and then I broke down and cried to Kelvin. Because for the first time in a very long while, after moving out for so long and being an adult, I realized how much I still needed her. Growing up didn't mean I stopped needing her. It just meant I was beginning to understand her. And as I began to understand my mom better, I also began to understand the God she had been pointing to me all along. It had become my own. Not because I never questioned it, not because I suddenly had all the answers, but because over the years, I come to know God for myself. I realized my parents gave me one of the greatest gifts they could ever give, and that was they introduced me to Jesus. But somewhere along the way, I had to decide for myself whether I wanted to follow him for myself. So if you're here today and you've grown up in church, maybe you're asking some of the questions I used to ask. Is this really my faith? Do I believe because my parents believe? I don't think these are bad questions. I think they are important questions. My parents can introduce me to Jesus, but they cannot have a relationship with him for me. So my encouragement to you is this. Don't settle for borrowing your parents' faith. Discover Jesus for yourself. Because that's when faith stops being something you inherited and becomes someone you've encountered. Thank you.
Thank you, Jinghui.
So we are
all blessed sinners.
所以作为父母,
so as parents,
也有犯错的时候,
we also make mistakes.
我们都不完美,
and we are not perfect.
所以今天我们要谈的就是, 接下来我们要说的就是, 我们知道应该要爱,
and so we all know that we need to love.
可是我们却常常爱不出来,
but we cannot do that.
我们知道应该要原谅,
we know that we need to forgive.
可是我们做不到,
but we cannot do it.
我们知道应该要改变,
we know that we need to change.
我们却改不了,
yet we cannot.
所以为什么呢?
So why is that?
因为问题不是我们的行为, 而是我们的生命。
So the problem lies not in our actions, but in our lives.
圣经里面告诉我们说,
so the Bible tells us that
罪使人与神隔绝,
so sin caused man to be separated from God.
也使人与人破裂,
and also for our relationships with other people to be broken.
所以人会自私,
so the more selfish we are,
人会自我中心,
and we also hurt other people,
会伤害别人,
and we also
会伤害别人,
hurt other people,
也会被别人伤害,
and also be hurt by others.
但是感谢神,
but we thank God,
神没有放弃我们,
for he did not abandon us.
他差遣耶稣来到这个世界,
so he sent Jesus down,
为我们的罪死在十字架上,
to die for our sins on the cross,
使我们能够被赦免,
so that we can be forgiven,
被更新,
to be renewed,
重新与神和好,
and to be reconciled with God.
这些年来，我越来越确定。
So in recent years, I become more certain.
我相信耶稣是因为亲身经历他而相信他。
That I believe in Jesus because I personally experienced him, and therefore I believe in him.
所以今天我也愿意。
So I would also like today.
把这位真实的耶稣。
To introduce this real Jesus.
不只是介绍给我的家人而已，也要介绍给你。
Not just to my family, but also to you.
因为人生最大的祝福
，Because the greatest blessing in life，
不是成功，不是财富，不是名气
，It's not success, it's not wealth, it's not fame，
而是认识创造我们的神
，But to be able to know this God who created us，
很多人一直在寻找归属
，So a lot of people are looking for a sense of belonging。
这个也就是我们现代的年轻人所寻找的。
So a lot of young people in today are looking for that。
在友情里找。
They look for it from friendships。
在爱情里面找。
From romantic relationships。
在事业里面找。
From work。
在网络世界里面找。
And from the online world。
但是这些都不能够完全满足人的心。
But all these are unable to satisfy the heart of man。
因为人的心原本就是为神而造的。
Because our hearts were originally made for God。
真正的家不是一个地方。
Our true home is not a physical place。
真正的家是要回到天父那里去。
But it is to return to where the Father is。
感谢神，刚才你们听了金慧的见证。
So just now you have heard Sister Jinghui's testimony。
Yeah。感谢神，一个曾经破裂的关系。
So a relationship that was broken in the past。
但是因为在基督里面。
But in Christ。
我们可以重新的，我们可以来到神面前求赦免。
We can come before God and to ask for forgiveness.
关系可以被更新。
And relationships can be renewed.
因为这样，我们的生命，我们的人生才有盼望。
And because of that, our lives have hope.
今天可能在座的年轻人。
So among us today, the youth.
可能你们感觉到我神把我放在。这个家庭
，So you might feel, oh, today, God put me in this family.
我的父母我不能选择。
I can't choose my parents.
我能够做什么
？What can I do about it?
你可以做，你可以做一件事。
You can do one thing.
就是在基督里面，饶恕你的父母。
And that is to forgive your parents in Christ.
不必等到你必须要结婚，你要生孩子，你才能够去理解这样的一个道理。
And you do not need to wait until you're married and have children.
今天你就能够理解这样的一个道理。
And today you can do just that and understand that today.
所以我现在请敬拜团上来。
So today, now I'd like to invite the worship team up.
当我们唱这首诗歌的时候
，And as we sing this song,
我请你们。
I invite you.
按着你们的感动，你们自己站起来。
And to stand.
来回应。
In response.
然后在当中，
and among
你们自己来回想思考。
And to reflect.
在神面前，不论你的父母曾经伤害你什么。
And before God, no matter how your parents have hurt you in the past.
你愿意在这个时刻。
But in this moment, you're willing
饶恕他们
to forgive them.
你愿意靠着主耶稣重新有一个新的开始
And you're willing to have a new beginning in Christ.
因为现在的你会决定你的未来
Because the you of tomorrow will determine the you of the future.
若你继续带着伤害
If you continue to bring this pain
带着不饶恕的心
And this heart of unforgiveness
这会让你现在的生命就不能够继续的向前。
And you cause your current life to not be able to move forward.
所以这一刻邀请你自己在神面前来反思。
So I invite you to reflect and think before the Lord now.
抓紧每一个机会。
And to take every opportunity.
来到神的面前。
To come before Him.
与神和好。
And to reconcile with him.
与人和好。
And to reconcile with people.
邀请你能够以站立来回应神。
I invite you to stand as a response to God.
再次的立志，愿全心的让神成为你生活的中心。
And to let God be the center of your heart again.
因为离了神，
Because when you are separated from Him,
你什么都不能做。
You cannot do anything.
所以我请你站起来。
So I invite you to stand.
以诗歌来回应神。
And using the song as a response to God.
今天我也知道我们当中有一些有一些新朋友。
So today among us, we might have some new friends as well.
此时此刻，神正在对你说话。
So at this point in time, God might be speaking to you.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.
主耶稣。
Dear Jesus.
谢谢你今天向我们说话。
Thank you for speaking to us today.
我们当中有人愿意重新回到你面前。
So some of us today might be willing to return to you.
有人愿意第一次认识你。
And some might be willing to get to know you for the first time.
求你赦免我们的罪。
May you forgive our sins.
医治我们的伤痛。
And to heal our pain.
更新我们的生命。
May you renew our lives.
帮助我们建立。
And help us to build
以你为中心的人生
a life that is centered around you.
也帮助我们建立荣耀你的家庭
May also help us build families that glorify you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们继续的站立
So let's continue standing.